Today, Shi'ez Masechta Pesachim, Daf Tzadik Ches. We will begin on Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis at the Mishnah at the bottom of the Amud. As we know, a Korban Pesach has to be brought from animal, a sheep or a goat, which is a male. It has to be within its first year. As the Torah says, Se Tomim Zocher Ben Shana. So says the Mishnah, Hamafrish Nekeva Lepeschai. If somebody designates a female animal for his Korban Pesach, or a male that's 2 years old, over the 1 year old limit that we just discussed for Korban Pesach, so what should he do with this animal? So says the Mishnah, Yirat Shiyistav, we have to let the animal that was designated become Balmum, V'mocher, and then we'll sell it, V'yiplu Damav L'nadova L'shlamim, and the proceeds will be used l'davel and l'shlamim. This is, so first of all, it cannot be sold while still a healthy animal. That, as we learned many places throughout Shas, that animal that was designated as a carbon may not be, sold unless it becomes a bamum. So first, the animal itself cannot be brought, as we learned, and the animal, even not just can the animal not be brought for the Korban Pesach, obviously, but the animal can't be used even for any other type of carbon. But now our Mishnah tells us that, okay, so we'll sell it and buy another carbon. But the halacha is that it cannot be sold until it becomes a Balmum. So that's why we have to wait for its Balmum. But the statement that our Mishnah makes, Yiplu Nadavav L'shlamim, is a very difficult statement. Because we know whenever the Gemara uses the words Yitmul Nadavav, it means that it's sold and the proceeds go into the pushka that they had in the Beis HaMikdash, the shofar that they had in the Beis HaMikdash, that they used to have all animals that when the Mizbeach was empty, they never wanted the Mizbeach should be idle. So they brought what was known as the Nidvas Keitz HaMizbeach. The Nidvas Keitz HaMizbeach are karbonis, that oilus that are brought when the Mizbeach is idle. Here, that's what the Gemara always means, the Mishnah always means, that it's brought for Nadava. On the other hand, Shlomim means Shlomim, that it's used as a carbon Shlomim. So when we learn our Mishnah, we need to understand, what does our Mishnah mean? Does our Mishnah mean that it's used as a carbon shlamim? Or does our Mishnah mean that it's used for nedava? So Rashi and Tosfos, their girsa is v'yava b'dam of shlamim. So Rashi and Tosfos both learn that it's not that the animal that it's used for nedava. It's not used for nedava. Rashi and Tosfos both learn that it's used to bring a carbon shlamim. The Rambam, however, and so is the Girsa of the Miri, they focus on the Nadava. And they both say that it's used for the Nidvas Keitz HaMizbeach. Hamafrish Pischei Meis then teaches us the Mishnah another din. If somebody designated Korban Pesach and he passed away, so lo yaviyenu b'noi achrav l'shem Pesach, so his son cannot bring the Korban Pesach in his place if the son wasn't a member of the group that was registered in this Korban Pesach, because as we've learned many times, the Korban Pesach could only be brought l'menuyav, to the people who are registered in that group. This son, who wasn't registered as a member of the group, cannot bring the Korban Pesach, and since the owner of this Korban Pesach passed away, the only thing that you could do with this carbon is that the son should bring the carbon that the animal that the father had designated for Korban Pesach, he should bring it l'shem shlamim, he should bring it for Korban shlamim. And the chiddush of our Mishnah, as all the Rishonim point out, is that, of course, a Korban Pesach is not brought shloi l'menuyav. And a Korban Pesach, and therefore since the son was not registered. So what's the chiddush? The chiddush of our Mishnah is that there is no Yerusha in Korban Pesach. there's no Yerusha and Karban. So even though the son is the Yerush, is the heir of the father, it doesn't make a difference. You can't rely on Yerusha. I did see that there are other Mefarshim say that there is Yerusha. Just like there's Yerusha in all areas of Halacha, there's Yerusha in the Karban Pesach as well. But the Halacha that we just mentioned of requiring that somebody be a Manui, that somebody has to be registered in the Karban Pesach, supersedes all other halachas of Karban Pesach. And since they supersede all other halachas of Karban Pesach, that's why the son who is not a Manui, even though he's a Yerush, cannot use this animal as a Karban Pesach. So our Mishnah began with the halacha that if somebody designated an animal which cannot be used as a Karban Pesach, the halacha is that we have to let the animal become a bamum and then sell and then take the proceeds and use them for Karban Shlamim. Says the Gemara, Amar of Hunabrei de Yeshua, Shema Minot Las. After learning the halachas of our Mishnah, we could extrapolate three halachas regarding kabbonis to become dochui, that become unusable for the carbon. One is Shema Minot Bal Chaim Nidochim, that we see from here, a live animal, which is the case of our Mishnah, since it cannot be used for the purpose that it was designated, it becomes dochui. Even though when it was dochui, it was still a live animal. And there's a question throughout Shas, do we say balichayim if living animals nidochim or not? Our Mishnah clearly indicates that the halacha is the balichayim nidochim. And Rashi points out that this halacha could have been learned from the previous Mishnah as well. The reason the Gemara learned it here, says Rashi, is because we're going to learn now three halachas that apply to dochui, and the Gemara wanted to put them all together and teach us the balichayim nidochim. Different than what Rav Shimon teaches us in Masech the Yuma Daf Samach Gimel Mabeis. In Masech the Yuma, Rav Shimon teaches us Ein Bal Chayim Nidochim. And therefore he says that if an animal was from when it was designated as a carbon, it was not usable for a krova. According to Rav Shimon, you could use it for a carbon. And he learns this from the halacha of about Mum Oiver. We know, we've discussed many times, that an animal which is a balmum, of course, cannot be brought as a carbon. But let's say you have an animal when you designated it, it had a mum, but it had a mum which isn't a permanent mum. And the Torah teaches us, ki mashchosim bom hem, mum bom lo yirotza, that the Torah teaches us that as long as the animal is a balmum, you may not use it. But afterwards, you could use it and bring it as a carbon. So Rav Shimon says, you see here that when we designated this animal was not usable as a carbon, but it still could ultimately be used as a carbon. And here too, the halacha, so that's why he'll hold that here too, this animal that was designated for Karban Pesach was not usable for Karban Pesach. And since it wasn't usable, if it comes usable for Karban Shlomim, it's mutter. The opinion of our Mishnah, that our Gemara, our Mishnah, that says Balachayim Nidochim, holds you can't learn the halacha of Balmum. Because by Balmum, as we just read, the Torah says Mashchosim Bahem. As long as they are Balmum, only that's when they're Nitcha. They can't be used. Afterwards, they're usable. But that's a halacha that's strictly stated. By Balmum, you can't learn it from anywhere else. Vishmamina, another lesson that could be learned from our Mishnah, Dochimekara, that even this animal was Dochimekara, it was from the beginning Dochi, that it was never usable as a carbon, still have a Dochi, it's considered Dochi. The reason that Tzlach explains it's not considered Royal Akrova, but why is it considered Dochi? Because even though I can use it for Shlomim, I can't use it for Karban Pesach. So we see from here, says Rashi, this animal, from when we designated it as a carbon, it wasn't used usable as the carbon for what it was designated, because we can't use these types of animals for carbon Pesach. Still, the halacha is, so we would think that maybe it automatically should become a carbon shlamim. Teaches us the Mishnah that that's not the case. The case is that it can't be used as any type of carbon. The shmamina, and the third halacha we learn, is yesh tichy b'damim, that even though this animal had only kedushas damim, whenever we speak about kachim, there are two types of kachim. There's kachi aguf, where the animal is going to be used as a carbon, and there's kedushas damim, that's only kadosh for its value. So we look at our Mishnah. The animal that was designated in our Mishnah never had a kedushas aguf, because as we started the shiur, this is the type of animal that cannot be used as a carbon Pesach. And even though it never had a kedushas aguf, that means when I was magdish, it was obvious that it was a limited kedusha. Still, the halacha is we applied the halacha of dochui, which we would think that we only say dochui by something which had a kedushas aguf, because that's a stronger type of hegdish. Teaches us a Mishnah, and this is the way Rashi, Divrei Maskil Shmamina, teaches us that even though it's a lower level kedusha, still the halacha is that we say dochui. There's a discussion in the Rishonim, what's the big difference between dochi mi'ikara and dochi bedami? Aren't they both really the same? That they had only a low level kedusha, because the ability to bring this carbon was never, we never were able to use this actual animal for the carbon for which it was designated. So Taisus, the very Maskil Shema, asked this question, that isn't every dochi mi'ikara equal to yesh dochi bedamim? So Taisus gives a case like this. Somebody sechted a carbon and he was mekabel the dam in a keli, that in a vessel that had water in it. And as every drop of blood fell into this vessel with water, it became bottle in the water. Even though ultimately it had enough blood to be more than the water, but as each drop falls into the keli, it becomes bottle in the water. So the blood is considered dochli, even though it has nothing to do with only being kedushas damim. Another example that the Rashba gives is that if somebody was mafresh an animal for carbon, mafresh money for carbon, and then the person became a mumur, and then he did tshuva. That money, so we only had money here, we didn't have actual animal. But still, if we say yesh dochi bedamim, that money that he designated, that became disqualified, because the person becomes a mumur, could obviously not bring a carbon, is considered yesh dochi bedamim. Says the Mishnah, hamafresh pischoi, if somebody designates a carbon Pesach, so the halacha is that his son should not bring it for carbon Pesach, and the father died, the son should not bring it for Karm Pesach, the son has to bring it for Karm Shlomim. So says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, HaMafresh Pischoi Meis, if somebody designated an animal for Karm Pesach and he died in Erev Pesach, Im Benoi Memuna Imoi, if the son is designated as a member of this group, so Yovien El Shem Pesach. So there was never a moment that the carbon Pesach was left without a owner, and therefore, this animal could be brought as a carbon Pesach. However, ein benoy mimona imoy. But if the son wasn't a member of this group, so the carbon Pesach was left without owners. Yevieru l'shem shlamim. It could only be brought as a carbon shlamim, and not only could it be only be brought as a carbon shlamim, it could only be brought as a carbon shlamim l'shisha asur. That means it gets the category of moisra Pesach. We learned previously the Moisa Pesach is brought a shlamim, but the shlamim is only brought on Shishasa, means it only can be brought a Karim Pesach. Again, very important in understanding this piece of Gemara is to understand that this Karim Pesach that we're speaking about was, the father was the only member of the group, because the father was the only member of the group, and the father passed away. The son, who is his Yorush, as we discussed in the Mishnah, was not a member of the group, so the carbon was left ownerless, And since the carbon was left onerous, it cannot be used as a carbon Pesach. It becomes a Maisa Pesach that's used as a carbon Shlomim. But we learn, says the Gemara, that the Braisa says L'shisha Asur, it could only be brought for carbon Shlomim on Chol HaMoed, but L'chamisha Asuloi on Yontav Nat. Kasavar, why not? This Tana of this Braisa is obviously of the opinion a Gemara Masech Debeya, then the Nedarim V'davos ain't craving B'yontav. Then the Nedarim V'davos cannot be brought on Yontav, because since the Nedarim don't have to be brought on Yontav, when we speak about Kabbanis that may be brought on Yontav, the only Kabbanis that opinion holds in Masech Debeya is animals that have Zman Kavua, that the time to bring the Kabbanis that have Zman Kavua, that the time to bring that carbon is on Yontav. So if you have a carbon that the time to bring it is on Yontav, the Loch is that such a carbon, it can be brought on Yontif. But Kabbanis that don't have to be brought on Yontif, even though they're carbon shlomim, and part of the carbon shlomim is eaten by the owner, still, we're not allowed to bring them on Yontif. Of course, Kabbanis that don't have a part that's eaten, a carbon oiler, everybody would agree, may not be brought on Yontif, because you could wait for after Yontif and bring it after Yontif. Ask the Gemara, in understanding the Braisa, the Mishnah, exactly the Miss of Amos, when did the father pass away? Ilam the Miss Kadim Chatzois. If the father was Nifter before Chatzois, which is the time when of Shechting Karim Pesach comes, Pesach. So now we have a different question. The Mishnah, the Gemara taught us, the Mishnah, the Braisa taught us, that if the son was a member of the group, then the son could use this animal for Karim Pesach. And again, the way we're learning is that the only two members of the group were the father and the son. The father was Nifter, and the son is now going, the son was a group, member of the group, and he could bring the Karban Pesach. But ask the Gemara, how could that be? He became an Einan before his man Shechita. And we learned on the Tzadik Amabez and the Tzadik Aleph, Amen Aleph, that we can't bring a Karban Pesach if the only member of the group who we bring the Karban Pesach for is an Anui, an Einan, because we need to be concerned that maybe this Einan will become Tameh, and therefore he won't be able to eat from the Karban Pesach, and the Karban Pesach will become nicer. So how can we say that if the son was the only member left on the group, but as long as he was registered in this carbon before his father passed away, he could bring it as a carbon? How could he bring it along for a carbon? An einan cannot bring a carbon in that way. Ve'ela, what are we going to say? The mislacha chatzois, that the father passed away after chatzois, and therefore when chatzois came, the son, the father, were not here. He wasn't an Einan. And the Chiyuv of the Karban Pesach came before he became an Einan. So if that's the case, so we learned that if the son was not a member of the group, and the father died, so then the son, as we just learned, waits, and ultimately brings in a Karban Shlomim. But ask the Gemara, when the Chiyuv of the Karban Pesach came, which as we learned in the previous Shurim, Daf Tzadik Vav Amabez, Reb Zeira taught us, that the moment that we have to look at, the defining moment we have to look for, is Chatzois. Chatzois, the father was fine. The father was still alive. If the father was still alive, then it became a Karban Pesach. Once a Karban Pesach, it cannot automatically become a Karban Shlomim. Answers the Gemara. I'm a Rav al-Olam, the Miskan Chatzos. The Mishnah, speaking about a case where the father died before Chatzos, and the son was not a member of the group. So when Chatzos came, it was not designated as a Karban Pesach, because it's not designated as a Karban Pesach until Chatzos comes, and the halacha is that it became Dochui, and therefore it should be brought as a Karban Shlomim. Umay Yivyenu L'Shem Pesach, what does that mean when it says Yivyenu L'Shem Pesach? It means L'Shem Pesach Sheni, that the halacha is they can't bring it for Pesach Rishon. It should be brought for Pesach Sheni. Abaye says the way to learn the Braisa, Ilat Stodim Tani. The Mishnah is teaching us two separate halachas. One halacha is where the father died after Chatzos, and one case is where the father died before Chatzos. And this is the way to understand the Braisa. Meis Echa Chatzos, if the father died after Chatzos, and it's a situation where Benoy Mimuni Imoi, and the son was also a member with the father on the carbon. So even though the father unfortunately passed away, there's still an owner, an original owner left, the son. And therefore, Yivianu L'Shem Pesach. Since this animal was designated as a carbon before the son became an Einan, since the animal was designated as a carbon by Chatzos, that's the defining moment, he wasn't yet an Einan at that point. So the carbon became a full-fledged carbon Pesach. The halacha is that it should be brought for a carbon Pesach. However, Mes Acha Chatzos, if the father died before Chatzos, and also it's a situation that ain't benay mimuni imoy, so when Chatzos came, there was no owners to this carbon. Since there were no owners to the carbon, the father was the sole owner, and before Chatzos came, the carbon was left without any owners because the father died before Chatzos. So the son, because he wasn't a member of the group, could only bring the carbon after Pesach l'shem shlamim. Rav Shabbi has a different way of understanding the Braisa. The Mislach Chatzos, that our Braisa is speaking by the case that the father died after Chatzos. However, the Kohen Shahaya Aviv Goyse b'Chatzos. The father was already a Goyses, a person who's holding very close to death at the moment of Chatzos. And the Gemara, in many places throughout Shas, is of the opinion that Roiv Goysim Lamisa, a person who's unfortunately in that status, is not going to make it. And therefore, he's not considered an individual who could bring a Karm Pesach. So if the son was a member together with the father on the Karm Pesach, and by Chatzos the father was still alive, so the son, again, the only two members of this Karm Pesach were the father and the son. The father we can't count because he was Nebuchadnezzar. But the son was Baruch Shem alive. He's a member of the Karm Pesach, and therefore the father's still technically alive at Chatzos, so we could bring this Karm Pesach on his behalf, even though by the time we actually want to bring the Karm Pesach, he unfortunately is already an Einan, but it became a Karm Pesach before he became an Einan, because by Chatzos the father was still alive, and the son is still left, and the son was a member of the group, we could bring the Karm Pesach on his behalf. But if the son was not a member of the Karm Pesach, so the halacha is that it can't be brought as a Karm Pesach because the owner passed away. Not only did the owner passed away, since at Chatzos, when the father was still alive, he was a Goyses, he could not bring it, and he's the only one that owns this Karm Pesach. It can't be brought for Karm Pesach, but it's not Nitcha. It wasn't Nitcha because he was still technically alive, and that's why it should be brought as a Karm Shlomim. Ravashi has another way of explaining the Braisa. Loilam the Mis Lach Chatzos. The father passed away after Chatzos, and he wasn't a Goyses. But our Mishnah, this Gemara, is following the opinion that we cited earlier in our Shir, that he holds that an animal that's alive is not nitcha. We've quoted the Gemara by that the source is from Balmum, and we find that Rav Shimon holds this way on Yom Kippur. The halach is we had to designate two seirim, Echel Hashem v'Echel Azazel, and the Gemara Masechta Yuma discusses that if one of the animals passes away, one of the animals dies, and therefore its pair at that point cannot be used as a carbon, and then afterwards they designate another animal to be a pair, the first animal, which was temporarily not usable, does not become nitcha. So we see that he doesn't subscribe to the concept of manu. And now we can understand the Braisa. If the son wasn't a member together with the father, so even though at the moment of Chatzos, the father was alive, but when the father passed away after Chatzos, the animal can't be used for Karm Pesach, but it could, so therefore it should be used for Karm Shlomim. But if the son was a member of the group, so now there are owners to the group, and if there are owners to this Karm Pesach, it should be brought for Karm Pesach, and the fact that it became an Oinen doesn't bother us, because it became an Oinen after it became a Karm Pesach. Another explanation, Ravina Amar, we could follow the opinion that Baal Chaim Nidochim, as we discussed at the beginning of the Shir. The case of our Gemara here is, Kigon Shefrisha Ach Chatzois, they only designated this animal for Karm Pesach after Chatzois, and Mesa Baal Mach Chatzois. So yes, we keep on speaking about Chatzois being the defining moment. But when do we speak about the Chatzois being the defining moment? That's only if the animal was already designated before Chatzois. But here we're speaking about a case where the animal was not designated before Chatzois. So this Tan is of the opinion that Chatzois cover, that only time the designation for Karm to be Karm Pesach is at Chatzois. And since this animal was only designated after Chatzois, so didn't become a full-fledged Karm Pesach, and therefore, if you don't actually bring it, it doesn't become Dochui. Because the only time we could apply the concept of Dochui on something that is a Karm Pesach. And therefore, even though the son wasn't money on it, it's not considered Nitcha, and it itself could be brought as a Karm Shlomim. Teaches us the Mishnah. HaPesach Shnus Arvu Bezvachim. Your animal that you designated for Karm Pesach got mixed up together with other Karbonos. For example, there were three animals. One is a Karm Pesach, one is a Karm Oilo, and one is a Karm Oshem. And the halacha of all of these Karbonos are very different. The Oilo requires smicha on the Sochim. The way the blood of that carbon is put on the Mizbeach, it's Shtaim Shen Arba. Of course, the Karm Oilo is not eaten. Oshem requires smicha, but there are no Nusachim by carbon Oshem. And the Matan Damim, Ashtaim Shein Arba, and the meat of that carbon is eaten by the Kohanim. The Pesach doesn't require smicha, doesn't require Nusachim. The way the blood is put on the Mizbeach is by pouring the blood on the wall of the Mizbeach, and it's eaten by the people who registered to that carbon, whether the Kohanim or Yisraelim. So here we have these three animals that got mixed up, that are different types of kabonis, and we don't know what to do. If, however, it would have gotten mixed up with a carbon shlomim, we would bring them all as a carbon shlomim. Even though, as the halachas of a shlomim are somewhat different than a carbon pesach, a carbon shlomim requires smicha. A carbon pesach doesn't require smicha. And if you do smicha on an animal that doesn't require smicha, it's mishtamish b'kotchim. And the halacha also is that shlomim, the way the blood is put on the Mizbeach, is shtayim shen arba. The Pesach is only one matana. Still, the carbon Pesach after the zman can be brought as a carbon shlomim without smicha and just with shvicha. But here we have these three animals that we can't. You have very, very different halachas, as we just explained. So the halacha is kun yirachi yistav. We have to wait for it to become balmum. Going back to halacha that we said at the beginning of the shir, any animal that's kachim cannot be sold on if it's still healthy, if it's not a balmum. And then v'yimachru, we should sell those animals. V'yavad me'a yofa shebehen b'min zeh, v'yavad yofa shebehen b'min zeh. V'yavsa ramayso b'esay. Not all three animals were sold for the same amount. So we have to take the value of the most expensive of the three animals and assume that was, and since we don't know which animal was that, so we have to assume that each one of those kabanas was that. And therefore, we take the money, and if we're missing money, we obviously are missing money from the proceeds. Let's say I had three animals, and I sold one for $500, one for $1,000, and one for $2,000. So I have to assume that they were all that all the kabbanas that I'm going to bring have to be from a $2,000 worth animal. That means the balance I have to take, as the Mishnah just said, the yafsar amoysa bebesoi, and then I could take the money, and I say, wherever the oil is, harei mechalalas on this money. And then I say it on the Oshim. And then I say it on the Karban Pesach. Teaches us the Mishnah that let's say Nisar of B'chayrus, a Karban Pesach got mixed up with a Bechor. Now a Bechor is quite similar to Karban Pesach. If somebody had a Bechor Behema, if it's a Zohar, it's a healthy animal, it's given to the Kohanim, and it's brought like Kach and Kalim, and the Kohanim eat the meat of this carbon. If it's a Balmum, then it also has to be given to the Kohanim, but it's treated like Chulin, and the Kohanim can eat it any way they want, or give it to Yisraelim, or sell it to Yisraelim under certain circumstances. So now if I have two animals, one is a Bechor, and one is a Karban Pesach, so even though the way they're brought as a carbon are similar, the amount of time they're eaten is not the same. The Karban Pesach can be eaten by anybody who's registered on it, but it's only allowed to be eaten the night of Pesach till Chatzos. Bechor can be eaten by Kahanim l'shnei yomim v'layla echad. So the halach is, Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon says what you should do is get a group of Kahanim, im chaburus Kahanim, find a group just of Kahanim, and that group, that animal should be brought as a Karban Pesach. You should take one animal and say, I'm bringing it as a Karban Pesach. The other animal I should take and say, I'm bringing it as a Karban Bechor. And you'll say, whatever animals the Karban Pesach should have the halacha of the Karban Pesach, whatever animals the Bechor should be Bechor, and I should eat both of them, Kahanim only, with all of the chumris of a Karban Pesach. But only the Kahanim may eat of it, because I have to be concerned on either one of these two animals that it is a Bechor. The Sfasemis has a discussion, which is going to be in the Gemara we're going to have today, tomorrow, that members of the group who are Yisraelim, if members of the Pesach were Yisraelim, they should withdraw their registration and register on this carbon now a Kahanim. Ask the Gemara, but we have in the second din that we just learned, when the Karban Pesach got mixed up with the Bechor, so Rav Shimon says we should find a group of Kahanim and give these animals the chumris of a Karban Pesach and the chumris of Bechor. Ask the Gemara, but by doing so, for Kamais to Kachel Besapsul, as we said, a Bechor is eaten Shnei Yom V'Layla Echot. Pesach is only eaten on the night of Pesach. So I'm limiting the amount of time when I can eat this carbon. And there's a concept throughout Shas of Eim Avi and Kachal Beis Psul. To take a carbon that I could eat for a long amount of time and create a situation where I could only eat it for a shorter amount of time means that the carbon may not get consumed. And the carbon may not get consumed, it's going to become nicer, which of course we have to avoid letting something become nicer. So how could we allow that this should happen here, where the Bechor is going to get less amount of time that it may be eaten? The Gemara Masechta Zvachim even applies this concept of Eim Avi and Kachal Beis Psul to Truma. And the Gemara teaches us there that one may not purchase Truma with money that has the Kedusha of Shvius, because the halach is Shvius has a time limit when it can be eaten, and therefore the same concept of Eimavi and Truma Lebeis Apsol. So ask Tosfos, if that's the case, how can we ever break bread with Truma? Because if we bake it into bread, by the time Pesach comes, one will have to, of course, destroy the bread, Tashbisu, Bayiro, and Bayimotsu. And we just learned that we're not allowed to cause that Truma should not be answered. So Tosfos in Masecht answers that the Torah says regarding Matnas Kuna, Lamashcha, and we always explain, L'gedula Kederach Melochim Eichlam. Tosfos, that the halach is that we should always eat Matnas Kuna in a very significant way. And that doesn't only apply according to Tosfos by Kabbonis, it applies by Truma as well. So now we have a conflict. On one hand, we have to make sure that the truma should not go go to waste. On the other hand, we don't want to eat truma in a non-significant manner. And therefore, that becomes a more important reason that we should be allowed to bake it into bread, that we should be able to eat it lamashcha, versus being concerned that when Pesach comes, I'm going to have to get rid of it. So again, our Gemara asked the question, when we have the truma, the Bechor and the Karan Pesach mixed up, how could I bring both as a Karan Pesach? Isn't that Maisi Kachnal Beis Apsol? Answers the Gemara of Shimon Tamei. Rav Shimon is following his opinion that he is not concerned for that. Damar Mavin Kachnal Beis Apsol. He holds that Kachnal can become Pasul. The Tanan, the Mishnah Masechta Zvachim, Daf Ayin Hei Omer Beis, teaches us, carbon, if a carbon asham shenis avin b'shlamim, that got mixed up with a carbon shlamim, they Rav Shimon Omer Yishchitu b'tzvoyin ha'azara, they should be brought at the north part of the Azara, which is the halacha of a carbon asham. A carbon shlamim can be brought anywhere in the Azara. The carbon asham has to be brought specifically in the north side, v'yoychul k'chayim shebehen, and it should be eaten like the stricter. A carbon asham is only nechel yoyim v'layla. It's only eaten to kohanim. It can only be eaten in the Azara. And therefore, we'll treat both animals that way. And we won't let it be treated like a carbon shlamim that could be eaten shnei yoyim v'layla echad, and that could be eaten by anybody, and it could be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. Amraloi, the Chachamim disagreed to Rav Shimon, and they said, "I'm being kachon based upsol." So our Mishnah that says that the Pesach and the Bechor got mixed up is following the opinion of Rav Shimon. But as the Gemara, the Rabbanon who are concerned for Emavim Kachnal Beis Apsol, Hei Chavdinan, what do you do in a circumstance where the Pesach and the Bechor got mixed up one with the other? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava, Namtun Lo Yashiyimu, we should wait till all these animals become Bamum, V'yava Behema Shemena, and then we should bring a very valuable animal that is worth at least as much as the most expensive of all the animals we had here, v'leimer. And we should say, kol hechadisa Pesach, wherever the current Pesach is, tochol olay dahai. This money should be used for current Pesach, and we should take that money, and we should use it for current shlomim, like the halacha always is by Moshe Pesach, v'ochalohu, and the animal, this carbon that we should now bring, should be eaten with the chumris that is not brought to a butcher shop, it's not weighed on a scale, which is the halacha on the bechor meat, on the meat of a bechor that became a balmum. Says the Mishnah, Chaburish Avod Pischa, you have a group that lost their carbon Pesach, Vamru, and they went, and the members of the group said, we lost our carbon Pesach, we obviously need to get another animal. So they asked somebody from the group, Tzei u'bakesh u'shchoit aleinu. Go look for our Karan Pesach and bring it on our behalf. V'aloch ha'matza, and he went and he found the lost animal, v'shochet, and he brought that animal for Karan Pesach. But the members of the group were very concerned that maybe this individual is not going to be able to find that animal. And therefore, v'hemloch v'shochetu, they took a different animal for Karan Pesach. So that says the Mishnah. Im shaloi nishchet rishon, if he found the animal first before they brought their other animal for Karan Pesach, hu oichel mishaloi, he could eat from that animal. The heim oichel im mishaloi, they also could eat from that animal, because they asked him to be a shliach on their behalf to bring that animal. And the fact that they registered on another animal is meaningless, but that, because that registration was a meaningless registration, a registration after they already brought the animals a Karan Pesach is not a good registration, and it's going to be like a Karan Pesach that has no owner, that is burnt. Inshallahen nishchat rishon. But if the animal that they brought, the new animal that they brought, was brought first as a Karan Pesach, heim oichlam inshallahen, they'll eat from that Karan Pesach. He, who obviously did not become a member of that group, Hoichel Mishaloi. Vim Einu Yedua, but if we don't know, Ezmem Nishcha Rishchen, which one was brought first or which one was brought second. Oy, sheshachtu shneim ka'echad, or both animals were brought simultaneously. So who eichem shaloi? Because he's only a member on that carbon. V'hein eichem imai, they can't eat from anyone because we don't know which is which. The animal that they brought as a Karban Pesach, which we have the concern, as we just described, might not have been brought as a kosher carbon, because maybe his carbon was brought first. And if his carbon was brought first, and they are members with him on his carbon, the halacha is that they are yoitz in the mitzvah. And that's why the Mishnah says, they won't have to make a Pesach Sheni, because no matter how we look at it, they had a Pesach Rishon brought on their behalf. Either their animal or his animal was their Karban Pesach. They couldn't eat from a Karban Pesach, because we don't know if the animal, which one was their Karban Pesach. But as we learned early in the Masechta, our Mishnah is following the opinion, Barachilo Eina Makadis. The Mishnah gives us a different scenario where the group lost the Karban Pesach. Amalahem imecharti, if he said to his fellow members of the group, if I don't find the animal and don't show up with that animal for Karban Pesach, I ask of you, tzu v'shchutu alai, go bring another Karban Pesach, go bring another animal on my behalf, and I'll be a member of that group. But they didn't tell him that if you'll find the original animal, will be still members in that group. V'holach ha-matzah, and he found the Karban Pesach, v'shachet, and he shechted it. V'heim lachu, but they just took another animal, and they brought it for a Karban Pesach, v'shachetu. So if shalahem nishchat rishon, if their animal was brought first, hein eichem shalahem, they'll eat from the animal they brought from carbon, as a Karban Pesach, for who eichem imahem, he could eat with them, because he also wanted to be a member of their group. And as soon as they brought their new animal as a Karban Pesach, he is part of that group. Im shaloi nishchat rishon, if his animal was brought first, who eichem shaloi, he eats from his animal, because that's the animal that he wanted to use for Karban Pesach. They withdrew from that animal, hein eichem shalahem, and they'll use their animal that they now designated to be the Karban Pesach. Very many do, but if we're not quite certain, they could eat their animal no matter what, because that's the only animal that they want to be part of as a Karban Pesach. Because we don't know which one was first. Because if his animal was brought first, then that's his Karban Pesach. If their animal was brought first, that's the Karban Pesach, and therefore Potam Alasas Pesach Sheni. Another scenario, Amalahen, he told the members of the group that he'll be part of their group, and Amalai, and they told him that if he'll find the carbon, they'll be part of his carbon. So the halacha is, Oichlin Kulam and Arishin, whichever animal was brought first should be used as Karban Pesach, and the other one should be burnt. V'meni Yidua, Ezemem Nishch Arishin, Shneim Yetzin Beis Asreifa, because we don't know which one is which. And therefore, the halacha is that we can't eat from either of them. Lo yamalhem, if they didn't say to him anything, and he didn't say anything to them, and lo yamalai, and they didn't say anything to him, and echrem zelazeh, everybody's on their own. Whatever animal he uses for Karban Pesach is a perfectly fine Karban Pesach for him, and whatever animal they use is a perfectly fine Karban Pesach for them. Now the Mishnah begins another situation. Shtei chaburish nes'arvu, Pischem, you have two groups that had a Karban Pesach, and the two animals got confused. We don't know which animal brings to which group. Now, you can't have a situation that they should all withdraw from the Karban Pesach and then start the registration from the beginning, because the halacha is, if a Karban Pesach had a group registered to it, and the entire group withdrew their registration, the carbon becomes possible. So the halacha is, Elu Moshchen Lehem, one group takes one individual from the other group, Ve'elu Moshchen Lehem Achad, and one takes one animal, one takes the other animal.
Echem Elu Bala Eitz Ela, one member of one group separates himself from his group and joins the other group. Vechem Elu Bala Eitz Elu. So we have the original groups with minus one person that leaves his group, plus one person from the other group. V'kachem Aimrim. And now each group says the following. Im Shalanu HaPesach Hazeh, if this animal that we picked is the animal that was always ours, Yodecha, you who left your group, Meshuchas Meshulcha, will no longer be a member of your group, V'nesa Shalanu, and you'll be a member of our group. Vim Shalcha Hu HaPesach Hazeh, if this animal was yours, so Yodeinu Meshuchas Meshulcha, we're not going to be members of our original group. V'nemneinu HaShulcha, we're not going to become members of your group. But what we have here, that even though we don't know what happened, and we don't know if the groups have the original animal or don't have the original animal, we always have a situation where at least one member, one original owner, is going to be connected to his carbon. Continues the Mishnah. If you have five groups with the same type of situation and each group had five members, or you have 10 groups and each group had 10 members, the same procedure should be followed. We do the same, the people, one member of each group joins another group, but we're always going to have at least one of the original members still connected to his animal, the kachay maimrim, and they say the same as we learned a moment ago. Teaches us the Mishnah. Shnaim shtus arvu pescheim, but if you have two people, each one had his own carbon pesach, and then these two animals got mixed up with each other, Reuven and Shimon, so says the Mishnah, zem mashach layachot, one takes one of the animals, zem mashach layachot, and Shimon takes another animal, zem Memana imay echem minashuk. Reuven now goes takes somebody else from the street to be a partner with him, and he says to that person, "B'chamakim shu pesach shali, wherever my carbon pesach is found, harei ato nimna olav, you're with me." V'zeh memana imay echem minashuk, and then Shimon takes Yehuda, and he says the same, that wherever my carbon pesach is, you're with me. So now we have a situation that Reuven and Levi are members of one Karban Pesach, and Shimon and Yehuda are members of another Karban Pesach. But we don't know which is which. And now, Zeh Ba'etzel Zeh, and Zeh Ba'etzel Zeh. Reuven goes to the animal that Shimon picked, that now belongs to Shimon and Yehuda, and Shimon comes to the animal that is owned by Reuven and Levi. The Kachem Aimrim, Reuven says to Yehuda and Shimon, "Im shali pesach zu, that if the animal you chose is my animal, yudach meshuchas meshulcha, you shouldn't be a member of your group. V'nem neisal shali, you'll not be a member in this animal. V'im shulcha pesach zu, yodim meshuchas meshali, v'nem neisal shulcha." And like that, both animals will be able to be used as a karm pesach. Our Mishnah speaks about Chavura Sha'avad Pischoi. V'amal Echot Sei Ubakesh Shchoit Aleinu. So I saw that the Sefer Sifzei Tzaddik explains this Gemara al Pidrush. Today, all of us are in the category of Chavura Sha'avad Pischoi, of a group that lost the Kodesh of our Karm Pesach. We don't have a Karm Pesach. And with V'amal Echot, we say to the Echot, who's the Echot? Our Kodesh Baruch Hu. We say to our Kodesh Baruch Hu that we want to be a Chavura. We want to all reconnect one with the other. And if we'll be able to reconnect with each other, we'll be able to, mitzvah Shem, b'mheir b'yameinu, bring the carbon Pesach.